Let us then try what love can do. William Penn, prominent Quaker, founder of Pennsylvania, the 14th of October, 1644, to the 30th of July, 1718. Historical note. The Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 1939, divided a nation and set family members against each other as they took violently opposing views about religion, class, democracy, and fascism. Those on the left believed that the landowners and Catholic Church had kept the country in medieval poverty and ignorance. Those on the right feared that Spain would become communist and atheist. In 1936, a left-wing Republican coalition was elected, and the right-wing military immediately moved to stage a coup. This sparked fury among mobs who went on the rampage, murdering clergy, burning churches, and seizing land and property. The right wing gathered behind the fascist General Franco, and the conflict quickly descended into a war between the democratically elected Republicans and the fascists who strove to overthrow them. Despite an international non-intervention pact, Hitler and Mussolini came to Franco's aid with massed troops, bombers, and fighter planes. In support of democracy and in fear of the spread of fascism, about 50,000 left-wing men and women travelled from all around the world to join the Republican International Brigades, and Stalin sent them weapons. Franco expected his military coup to be quick, but a raggle-taggle popular army of peasants, factory workers, trade unionists, and the International Brigades held him at bay. Prologue. Hertfordshire, England, 1921. Lucy was sitting in her favourite place, halfway up the mahogany staircase, with a doll laid across her lap. From here, she could see all the comings and goings of the house. She watched as her father opened the front door and light flooded into the panelled hall, fixing that morning in her memory forever, as if that was the day someone wound the clockwork and her life began. Her father ushered Mrs. Murray inside and took her to the drawing room. Behind her came two boys, silhouetted in the doorway against the bright day beyond. A bigger boy holding tight to the hand of his little brother. Jamie and Tom stood still for a moment on the threshold of Lucy's life, and then moved cautiously forward into the unknown hall. As they walked towards her, their dark outlines blushed into colour and rounded into flesh. Lucy thought one of them looked a little older than her, and one a bit younger, perhaps 7 and 4. The bigger boy, Jamie, wore a school uniform with blazer, tie, and short trousers. The small boy, who gripped his hand, was dressed in a sailor suit. As light fell onto their faces from the landing window behind her, Lucy saw Jamie's lips were clenched hard between his teeth in the effort not to show his feelings, while Tom gazed all about in a mixture of fear and curiosity. They were as unlike as two brothers ever could be. Jamie had his mother's blue eyes, sandy hair, and freckled skin, while Tom's eyes were brown as his hair. Jamie was skinny, as if he'd grown too fast, while Tom was square and solid. Jamie was pale as a china doll, whereas Tom was all aglow. Lucy knew these were the boys who were coming to live in the little cottage next door, the boys with the dead father. She turned over the thought in her mind like a shiny new penny, and imprinted on its reverse side she found the fact of her own dead mother. She watched as the boys became accustomed to the relative darkness of the wide hallway and caught sight of her on the stairs above them. When their gaze met hers, something seemed to catch in her throat, and an unfamiliar shiver ran through her. She set aside her doll and stood up. Later, they told her that rays of sun from the landing window illuminated the blonde curls which encircled her head. But all she would remember was the way they stopped and stared as though she was a vision, as though she could become the fixed point in the turmoil of their lives, as though she would say,